Once long ago, human beings did not cultivate food as we do today, but they wandered through the great forest where they lived and gathered their food. And so the human beings lived at the edge of this giant primordial forest, going in and gathering their food. Until one day a terrible thing happened. A monster came and began to prey upon the human beings. This monster loved to crack their bones and suck out the marrow and drink the blood of the human beings and roast their hearts over an open flame and eat them. And so the human beings became afraid to go into the forest, and they couldn't gather their food. So they held a council, and everyone gathered around a fire to talk about what they could do to rid themselves of this terrible monster, this scourge. They were starving to death, afraid to go into their forest and look for food. No one had an idea until one brave human being stood up and said, "I will go into the forest and face this creature. It is better to die a brave death than starve to death a coward." And so this human being went deep into the forest along the paths that the other human beings used until he came to the place where the monster's path crossed that of the human being. And there the man lay down and pretended to be dead. Now, he didn't have to wait long. Soon he could feel the ground trembling with the footfall of the terrible creature as it came closer and closer and closer and stopped. And then the monster reached down and touched the human being and laughed. "These human beings, I no longer have to kill them. They simply die of fright of me on my path." The monster picked up the human being, threw him over his shoulder, and the human being let his arms and head hang down as though he were dead. The monster carried the human being deeper and deeper and deeper into the forest until he came to a clearing and a hut. It was where the monster lived. So the giant threw open the door, flung the human being down on the hard-packed earth, and grunted. For there was no firewood, no way for him to roast the human being's heart. So the giant left the human being there on the floor and went out into the forest to collect dead wood to build a bonfire. And as soon as the monster was gone, the human being stood up, pulled a knife that was hidden in his leggings, and hid behind the door and waited. Well, the first creature into the door was the son of the giant, and the human being grabbed him, and he held the knife there to the son's throat, and because the son was not yet full grown, the human being could hold him, and he said, "Tell me where your father's heart is. Tell me, or I will slit your throat." And the young giant was so surprised at this attack that he just blurted out, "My father's heart is in his left heel." And the human being released the young giant, who ran out into the forest to find his father and warn him. But he didn't find his father. The human being waited for a while behind the door, and then he heard the giant himself return. And when he stepped into the hut, left foot first, the human being took his knife and plunged it through and through his left heel, through and through the monster's heart, and the monster fell down dead. But even though he was dead, the human being could hear the giant's voice all around him, coming from everywhere and nowhere, jeering at him and mocking him and laughing. And it said, "Oh, foolish human, you cannot destroy me. I will continue to drink your blood and feast on your flesh through all time." "That's what you think," said the human being. And he went out and he took the dead wood that the monster had gathered and he built a huge roaring fire and he cut the giant's body into pieces and fed them into that fire one by one and waited until the flames had consumed the monster and had cooled down into ash. Then the human being flung his hands into that ash and threw it up into the air so that it would scatter to the four winds and never come together again in a creature that could harm his fellow people. But those ashes did not blow away. They began to swirl about him in a cloud, and they began to buzz, and from that buzzing, swirling cloud again he heard the giant's voice, jeering at him and mocking him, saying, "Foolish human, I will continue to drink your blood for all time." And the man felt a bite, and another, and another, and he began to scratch. And that is how mosquitoes came to be.